Good morning and welcome to worship this morning. I hope you're all ready. It's an interactive nativity, but it'll be good. Don't be worried about it, it'll be good. Just a few intimations before we get underway. There's a candlelight service tonight at St Nicholas at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, I think it is. If anybody's interested in going along to that. Karen is running the Christmas Glow on Monday afternoon at 2 p.m. in the large hall for anybody that is interested in going along to hear that again. If you just go along, that's when she'll be there. And our watch night service on Christmas Eve at 11:15. You're all welcome to come along to any or all of the services. I had a message last night from Elspeth, wishing everybody all the best for Christmas and a good new year. So I said to everybody, we were all doing fine. Everybody was happy, looking forward to Christmas. And finally, you'll maybe have already had it. Our members are all currently being asked to reconfirm that they want to remain a member of For St Paul's. So the elders are kind of doing the rounds. We're trying to get everybody signed up. We need to do this from a data protection point of view and for the new union, which is going to happen. So bear with us. Somebody will be in touch, and we would encourage you to commit to continuing to be a member of For St Paul's. Thank you. Welcome to our nativity service. I hope you're going to enjoy it. Everyone has a part today so that we can all celebrate the joy of Jesus' birth. So let us begin with our call to worship. It was on a starry night when the hills were bright, earthly sleeping calm and still, when in a cattle shed, in a manger bed, a boy was born, King of all the world. And all the angels sang for him, the bells of heaven rang for him, for a boy was born, King of all the world. I'd like to ask Rina to come and light our candles. Rina does so much for our church and so much to make our Christmas decorations, our church, look so beautiful at Christmas. So Rina's going to light the candles while we sing the first hymn, which is Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Thank you. And they say that God isn't alive and don't get miracles. Well, wasn't it miraculous that they chose Rena to do the lights? We're now going to hand over to Glenn and the children, who've got a short drama for us.
Let's welcome the Smith family. We have Father Smith and Mother Smith with baby Smith. And Caroline Smith and Jennifer Smith. Well, a large parcel arrived on Christmas Eve, and as it was so close to Christmas, they decided to open it. So there was a present for Father. And a present for Mother. And a present for Caroline. And a present for Jennifer. And a present for the baby. So, what did you all get? Let's find out. Right, Father, what did you get?
I got knitting, but I'm not knitting.
Hold it up. No. No knitting. No. Not this year, Jacob. What did Mother get?
I got a pom-pom set, but I don't have any time to make them.
No, not this time of year, that's a shame. What did the baby get?
The baby got a perfume, but I don't think it needs it.
No, perfumes are no use to babies, are they? What did Caroline Smith get?
I got aftershave, but I don't have a beard.
What about Jennifer Smith?
I got a doll and I'm a teenager.
Oh. These are no good. Auntie Jean is getting old and she's got all her presents really mixed up. So should we give the right present to the right person? Let's try it. That's better. What have you got, Jacob, now?
I now got aftershave, and now I do have a beard, so I'm happy.
Good stuff. What about Mother Smith? Have you got?
I have some perfume.
That's better. And baby?
A doll.
A doll. This is getting better. What about Caroline?
I got a pom-pom set now.
A pom-pom. You're happy with that?
Jennifer? I got a knitting set now.
And these are all great presents, and they're now with the right person. When you give a present to somebody, it's got to be a suitable one, hasn't it? Yeah? Okay, thank you.
Grace will now give our reading.
Our reading is from the children's book, Listen. Joseph lived in the town of Nazareth, but one day he had to go all the way to Bethlehem with Mary, even though she was going to have a baby. While they were in Bethlehem, the baby was born. It was Mary's first little boy, and she dressed him in baby clothes and made a bed for him in a stable because there was no room left in the inn. This happened at night time. And as usual, the shepherds were out in the fields looking after the sheep. But suddenly, the sky was filled with light, and they saw the messenger of God. At first they were afraid, but the messenger said, "Do not be afraid. I have some good news for you, and for everyone else as well. Jesus, the Lord, has been born this very night. You will find him wrapped in baby clothes and lying in a stable in Bethlehem." Then the shepherds could hear the sound of many people singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth." Amen.
Now, our next song is Mary Had a Baby, and the Jigsaw children are going to go into the vestry and get ready for the nativity. Okay, on you go. So we're going to sing Mary Had a Baby, and we need to spread it out a wee bit so they've got time to get changed. So we're going to do it in two parts. I don't know if you've got this in the right colour, but we all sing the first verse together. Everybody sings the first verse. Then the second verse is like this side is going to sing, what did Mary name him? Okay? And then this side you answer, Mary named him Jesus. Then this side you're going to sing, where did she lay him? And you're going to answer, laid him in the manger. And then you're going to sing, who heard the singing? And you're going to sing, shepherds heard the singing. Then we all sing again, Mary had a baby. That's the first verse that we all sing together. Don't worry if you get mixed up, because I'll point. Okay? Right, thank you, Audrey. Oh, well, remain seated. Well done. I don't know which side was the better. We were both equal. So you can take that as equally good or equally bad. Okay. So we'll begin our nativity play with our first song, which is 2,000 years ago. Thank you, children. Thank you. God wanted to give a present to the whole world. He wanted to send his Son to show everyone how to live and love each other. God decided to send his Son as a baby, but a baby needs a mum and dad. So God chose a very good lady called Mary and a very good man called Joseph to be the baby's mum and dad. And God sent an angel to Mary.
Mary, do not be afraid. I bring you good news. You're to have God's Son.
The angel also visited Joseph in a dream.
Joseph, marry Mary. She's having God's Son, and you must name him Jesus.
Let us listen to the angel's song. But then Joseph heard some worrying news.
Mary, we have to go to Bethlehem to pay our taxis.
How shall we get there, Joseph?
I will walk and you will ride the donkey.
Let's go follow these other people.
We will now hear the traveller's song.
Let's stop. Harry, Mary. Joseph were among the last to arrive, and they went all round Bethlehem looking for an inn.
Do you have a room?
No. Do you have a room?
No.
No. Right, we'll go to the next one.
Do you have a room?
Sorry, it will be full up.
Do you have a room?
No.
Do you have a room? Do you have a room? Do you have a room?
No.
Do you have a room? Do you have a room? Do you have a room?
At last they found a kind innkeeper.
I don't have a room, but I have a small stable round the back if you would like it. It's warm and clean.
Now we'll hear the innkeeper's song. Joseph settled down in the stable, and it was in the night that the baby Jesus was born. Mary wrapped him in cloth and laid him in the manger.
What shall we call the baby? We shall call him just as the angel said.
Let's listen to baby Jesus' lullaby. On the hills outside Bethlehem, some shepherds were watching their sheep. They all stood up and gathered around.
It's cold tonight. I think we'll gather around the fire.
Look at that beautiful sky.
Oh, right.
Never mind the sky. We shepherds better get some sleep.
Let's listen to the shepherds' and angels' song. Shepherds discussed everything that they had seen.
Did you see all these angels?
The angels said a baby was born in Bethlehem.
Come on, all you shepherds. He decided to follow them.
Right. Come on, all you shepherds. Let's go to Bethlehem.
So the shepherds all followed round and bowed to the baby. You need to get the wise men. We'll have the shepherd's song. Were three wise men who studied the stars. They had discovered a new star, and they knew this meant a new king was born. They decided to follow the star and find the new baby king. we listen to the King's Song. Kings gave precious gifts to the baby.
I give you gold. I give you frankincense. I give you myrrh.
And so God's Son was born in a stable. If you're able, let's all stand in the aisles and join hands so we can welcome him. And now Jane is going to lead us in our prayers.
Thank you for the joy and excitement of Christmas. Help us to remember that the greatest gift is Jesus and that the true meaning of Christmas is love and giving. Please help us to share the love, hope and light of Jesus with everyone we meet and to be generous, not only with presents, but kindness, smiles and hugs. All this we ask in Jesus' name, who taught us when to pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever. Amen. Our next hymn is Come and Join the Celebration. I find it very difficult at this time of year sorting out gifts. I have them all lined up in the front bedroom and I go over them. Is that the right present for this person? Will that fit? Will they like this? Is that the right colour? And we stress ourselves out so much trying to get the right gift. And then you've got that dreadful feeling that the children did in the first drama of what if I give the wrong gift to the wrong person? But then the children did the nativity play. And there we discovered that Jesus gave us all the most perfect gift because God sent us Jesus. And all his life, Jesus gave us gifts. He gave us the gift of his teaching. He gave us the gift of his thoughts. He gave us the gift of his understanding. He gave us the gift of his love, of his compassion, of his caring. He gave his all. He gave us his life, and that therefore gave us the gift of the hope for the resurrection. And these gifts last all our lives and last much longer than the tin of biscuits or the pair of socks. So when we're giving gifts this year, we will give the tin of biscuits and the socks, but let's also give some of the gifts that Jesus gave. Let us give friendship. Let us give love. Let us greet people with a smile, invite people in for a cup of tea and a blether. And these gifts last way beyond the tin of biscuits. Mark, you are giving tin of biscuits. And now the Jigsaw children, the leaders and their helpers would like to give you a gift. But it's not a physical gift. It's a gift of a picture. It's a gift of a piece of music. And it's the gift of a video, and they hope that this will stay in your minds and your hearts through the Christmas season. And just like the rest, you are involved. So if everybody can put on their tea light, and when everyone's in, will you, if you are able, stand up to show the tea light at the very end, and we'll put the lights out. It won't make it terribly dark, but it will help. Okay, so whenever you're ready, Laura Jean.
I've heard about this baby boy who's come to earth to bring us joy, and I just wanna sing this song to you. It goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor four, the major live with every breath I'm singing.
Hallelujah.
Our offering will now be received. Dear God, thank you for your great love for us. Please accept the offering we give today. Open our hearts to be more generous, reflecting your love. Bless these offerings to further your kingdom. Amen. And now our prayer for others. Dear God, thank you for your Son Jesus, your greatest gift to us and a great sign of your love. Guide us as we strive to walk in that love. At this busy time, help us to remember and share time with those who are ill, sad, grieving or lonely. Help us to support folk who are poor, hungry or homeless. And we pray for all folk caught up in a war situation and pray they will find peace this Christmas. Amen. Our last hymn is O Come All Ye Faithful, and I think it's far too wonderful a hymn just to be left for Christmas Day, so please sing it joyfully. On behalf of the Jigsaw children and the leaders, I'd like to wish everybody a very, very happy Christmas. I hope you get wonderful gifts, and I hope some of them are gifts of love and kindness. The children have also got a Christmas card for you and a Christmas sweetie, and they will give those out to everyone at the end, at the back. Once we finish the hymn, okay? So let's all stand to joyfully sing, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Joyful and triumphant.
What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. What can I give him? Give him my heart.